Justin Fluke back with you, now joined by Coach Marco Hunter. We're talking Houlton boys basketball. Like the girls, Houlton falls in the first couple games this season. Last Friday at Burlington, 67-44, and then earlier this week against Silver Lake, 67-50. And Coach, obviously not the outcome you wanted, but we knew going in that you were going to face a pretty tough schedule, especially early on. We knew that it would take some time with the guys, you know, kind of learning your system and all the different changes and expectations. So having said that, there were certainly some areas that I know that you saw and want to improve on, and some positives as well. But how do you just kind of, I guess, sum up, or how do you feel about your team after watching them here in live action for a couple games now?
Well, you know, defensively, you know, we're still not where, you know, I want us to be, and I know that's going to take some time, especially the way that we're playing. You know, and team defense is hard. You know, any doesn't matter what type of defense you're playing, but it's hard. It's the hardest thing to do is trying to stop someone who may be bigger, taller, stronger, and also more skilled than you. But it also takes a little bit of heart and a little bit more pride. And you know, I felt like Tuesday night at Silver Lake, you know, we kind of took a step backwards as far as our collective toughness and our resolve to, you know, to compete a little bit harder than what we did. And I know we got in early foul trouble with a couple of guys, and you know, we didn't handle that like the way I thought we would. I know we looked a lot better second half, you know, because we were challenged a little bit at halftime again, and, you know, it's get to the point where it's only been a couple games, but, you know, you don't want to keep making the same mistakes over and over again when you're capable of doing so. And I know I got a good athletic group of kids. And, you know, if we were struggling or, you know, way behind athletic-wise, it'd be different. But I know what we have and what we're capable of doing, and we just got to put it all together. And it's going to take some time. It may take December to do it, but,
right.
You know, we got to keep striving for it each game, each practice, and make ourselves better.
I think on the offensive end, one of the things that I've kind of looked at is, you know, obviously it'll take time to learn, get more comfortable in the offense, but it seems like turnovers have been pretty high, and maybe that's the case for a lot of teams early on in the season, but it just seems like if you could cut down that turnover number, you're probably going to get more shots up, make more shots, and that makes these games a lot more competitive.
Yeah, exactly right, and that's one of the things that I talked about pregame on Tuesday night is valuing the basketball, which we didn't do very well at Burlington, so that was one of my keys then. I said we have to value every possession we get, because every time you turn the ball over, that's a shot we don't get, and that's another attempt the other team does get to receive. So, you know, that's something that's gonna take some growing pains, and, you know, even having another ball hander and, you know, Carrick D. Donder, having him back, you know, it was still his first game, so he had the jitters, and everybody wants to do well, but now we have to do well with a clear mind the best we can and compete hard. And understand it's the game is called basketball. We want to put the ball in the hoop, but we can't do that if we're turning the ball over to the other team.
I was going to ask you about the biggest positives that stood out for you. For me, I think one of the things was just, you know, getting a lot of different scoring contributions. I think you actually ended up with maybe 9 different guys that scored in the game against Silver Lake, and you got guys that can go off for 20 on any given night. You got some guys that can shoot from the outside, but I just feel like you've seen some glimpses of getting some contributions from quite a few different guys here early on.
Right. No, I agree with you. And that, you know, going back and looking at the film again, there was some things positively that I liked. You know, they're trying to do exactly what I want them to do, and, you know, but they don't. I think some of them are a little bit fearful of making that mistake. And, you know, it's an imperfect game played by imperfect people. You're going to make mistakes every time you play. But we do have guys that can contribute. Guys are coming off the bench, you know, even some of our younger guys, some of our sophomores, you know, they may get the opportunity that they may get in earlier than they expect. And, you know, we're looking for guys to contribute, but same thing. We're going to build that continuity, you know, offensively, and build that team chemistry. And it's going to take a lot of days. It's going to take a lot of practices. But the more and more we play, the more we get comfortable in the system, and also with the collective, you know, toughness and just the will to compete, the will not to back down, that goes a long way, and it helps a lot.
You bet. A couple home games finally. The first one against Nemaus Central Friday night at Perry, and then hosting Rossville as well next Friday before the Christmas break. Best of luck, Coach. We look forward to seeing your team in action. Thanks for your time.
You bet. Thank you.
Coach Marco Hunter of the Houlton Wildcats. The weekly locker room chat's brought to you by Community Healthcare System, by Medical Pharmacy, and by the Farmer State Bank in Houlton.